At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. It's been a big first hour of the show so far. Look, Rob, we got in our conversation a few minutes ago about Mike Tyson, the new information coming out today, that potentially the guy who was on his case that, you know, sparked him punching him repeatedly was the guy threw a water bottle at Tyson, and this is why Tyson turned around and started punching the guy. You were making your point a few minutes ago. Finish what you talked about, because look, I get the fact that, you know, Tyson's got to know better. Obviously he does, and the fact that there was nobody there with him. Usually celebrities have people around them, whether you're bodyguards or travel companions, to make sure people stay away. This was completely avoidable. This whole thing was avoidable, and instead now it's this viral sensation.
Exactly. You just got to know better. You're a marked man because you're a public figure. There's always some guy, Joe Schmo, who wants to take on the former champ, and I'm tough, and try to bait you. And I Mike Tyson's too old to fall for that. And just call security, call the flight attendants. This guy is pestering me. Can you please move his seat? That's all you have to do. And that's the end of the story. I don't even know. I wouldn't engage any conversation, anything. If Mike Tyson called over to the flight attendants and said, can you move this guy's seat? What would they do, Jason? They'd move him. Right?
Of course they would.
Be easy.
They would get him off the plane.
And if the guy didn't comply, you would take the guy off the plane. Call the police and take him off the plane and tell this guy, if you keep it up, you won't fly JetBlue, or you won't fly anybody. You know, your privileges will be revoked to fly in this country. I mean, it's so simple. And instead, violence is the way. The violence is not the way. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sign off on it.
You know, and the thing is that part of this new information that's coming out, the water bottle, there's a woman who went on record saying that this guy was making a nuisance of himself in the airport. He was saying, and she said, and these are her words, saying, oh, great, I hope this drunk guy's not on our plane. And so somehow, you know, that guy was known to the passengers about being someone who was off and was out and was being a nuisance. And somehow he gets on the plane and he stays on the plane. I mean, really, I mean, when he's standing over Mike Tyson, he's yelling, there's got to be somebody there. There's got to be some flight attendant there. Kaylee Cuoco has to walk over and say, hey, come on, man. I work for the FBI now. You know, we got to do something here.
Somebody should have pointed out and said, there's a male Karen there sitting behind Mike Tyson.
You know, I always, I think about this story because a couple of years ago, I was flying out of LAX. This is before the pandemic. And, you know, it's a big, you know, LAX is a big airport. And my wife and I and daughter are sitting, at, you know, in seats just right outside our gate, right? You know, like just right outside the gate. And I sit down and, you know, I'm talking, everybody's sitting on my left. And I look to my right and sitting in the seat right next to me, I mean, directly next to me, like 6 inches away, I look, I go, oh my God. I look at my wife and I go, that's Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster is just sitting next to me waiting for her plane wherever she was going. I think she's going to Utah or somewhere. And she's just sitting there. I'm going, I'm just blown away going, how is Jodie Foster sitting next to me? How, I mean, like there's a place for celebrities in airports. There's always some kind of place they go where, hey, I'm waiting for a plane so I don't wind up getting mobbed in public and people walk over and could start talking to me or cause conversations or cause any kind of controversy. And she just sat next to me waiting for a plane the whole time. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I'm here in my shiny Mets jacket and I'm going, oh, I just want to get a picture with me in my Mets jacket sitting next to Jodie Foster. It's kind of cool. But for like a half hour, she sat there and I'm going, I can't believe people aren't coming up to her and saying something to her and trying to go, hey, that's Jodie Foster. It's Jodie Foster. And, you know, from that moment, I just thinking, she's got to be someplace else. There's got to be people with her that are like, hey, you know, please, you know, keep your distance here a little bit. Because, you know, look, I get it that's kind of the part of the life of celebrities where when they travel and do things, they lose a lot of privacy and you want to keep as much privacy as you can.
No, you do in those situations, especially when you're rubbing elbows with the public. But I just think you got to avoid at all costs having some sort of incident or situation, and you know where a guy can say, "I never touched him," or you know, there's always somebody who can just make the case that, "Yeah, I was talking to him, but I didn't think I was a problem. I didn't think I deserved to be punched. I never threw a water bottle," whatever it is. And now you got a case that's going to cost you money when you could have avoided it. So, you know, I think at some point you just got to, you know, remove yourself from a situation that could go viral and could wind up costing you money over nothing. You know what I mean? So
of course it is. That's, he's going to be, he's going to send that. He's gonna, that guy's going to get what? $500,000, $1 million from Tyson. Yeah. He's got to send that check out.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
What? Ugh. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations. They do apply. Well, we mentioned this a few minutes ago. Today we could see absolute history in Major League Baseball as Miguel Cabrera could get hit number 3,000. Now, we potentially could have saw it yesterday, except Aaron Boone and the Yankees saw things differently. With runners at second and third, the Yankees are trying to stay in the game, down 1-0. Miguel Cabrera coming up for what's going to be his final at-bat of the game, and the Yankees decide, hey, the baseball strategy we want is what we would do in this situation every single time. We're going to put him on first base. That doesn't mean it went over well in Detroit. Take a listen.
They wouldn't dare walk him. there'd be a riot.
They can't. I think by rule, somebody is going for their 3,000th hit and first base is open. You are not allowed to walk that batter. They are not. No, they are. Oh, man.
If you're the manager of the Yankees, what are you going to do?
Let him hit.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Wow, what a decision.
Now, good luck, Yankees, getting on your team bus and getting out of here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're showing up at that team bus, right, and we're going to give you a piece of our minds.
And Jason, that was Dan Dickerson who does the play-by-play. Jim Price is the color man. And that audio courtesy of 97.1, the Ticket in Detroit. What was your first reaction to it, Jason?
I get the emotion. I completely understand, right? If I bought a ticket to that game, I want to see Miguel Cabrera's 3,000th hit. If I want to see it against the Yankees, of course I do. But I completely understand what happened in the game. I'm surprised, as controversial as it is, because this is what any team would do. It's a 1-0 game. It's the late innings. They're second and third. You want to set up the force at home or a double play. Of course you walk Miguel Cabrera. It's not popular, but it's how you do it. Aaron Boone would have been a boss if he decided, screw it, I'm going to pitch to him. Why not give the fans something? But he's trying to win a game. If it was a 6-1 game or an 8-2 game, maybe you pitch to him. But that's what any team would do. Aaron Boone's trying to win the game, right? That's what he's trying to do at that point. So I got no issue with him. I get that people were upset, but that to me, that didn't even seem to be a question. Okay, he's getting walked. He's got three games at Comerica this weekend to get hit number 3,000 in front of the hometown.
But here it is, and we want to hear from you guys, 877-99 on Fox, because fans think differently. I know you're a fan, Jason, and you love the Mets and whatnot, but fans look at it differently. They feel like they got cheated, and we want to know if you feel that way, if you're a fan. But Aaron Boone is trying to win games. It's a 1-0 game. The best hitter in their lineup is coming up with runners on second and third and two outs. You don't pitch to Miguel Cabrera in that situation. And for all the fans who say, oh, it ain't fair, the Yankees didn't give him a chance. He was 0-3 coming up to that at bat. So he had three chances, Jason, earlier in the game to get hit number 3,000. It's not like they walked him all four times. Now maybe I would say, okay, like that stinks. And here's the other part. You just said it. They're not going on the road now. He's got a chance to do it at Comerica Park. People could pack out the stadium and be able to view it. Last year, when he was going for his 500th home run, he couldn't do it in Comerica and then wound up doing it in Toronto. And you talked about these numbers, 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, are major milestones. And I get why somebody would want to be in attendance, you know, to see their favorite player or hometown player do it. But let's not lose sight. And it's funny because the night before when he didn't get it and he had three hits in the game the night before, he even was quoted as saying, you know, blanket, no big deal. I don't care about personal individual stats. We lost the game and that's what I care about. You know, like he was poo-pooing the whole idea of him, you know, getting it, even though I know it's a big deal for him. But I'm saying he was talking about he was upset because the Tigers lost the game. And in this case, if you're the Yankees, you're not trying to pacify Detroit Tigers fans. What are you trying to do, Jason? Win a game, and 1-0 is where you want to try to keep the game going into, because that was the eighth inning, going into the ninth.
Yeah, look, the whole answer of I don't care, I mean, look, he's done a lot of losing. All right? The Tigers have lost a lot of games the last 10 years. It's been a long time since the heyday of the 2010, 11, and 12. So I feel like he's given the answer that he should give. Oh, I care. When his real answer would be, oh, man, I wanted to get it, man. I'm sure, of course, it's okay to say you want to get to 3,000. Rob, you and I mean, the two things we may never see again in our lifetime, a guy with 3,000 hits and a guy get to 300 wins. We may not see that again in our lifetimes.
I think it's the 300 wins. I think there are players who will get 3,000 hits. I really do.
Rob, we may be 20 years away from that, right? Like Robinson Cano needs another 300 hits, and he can't even get in the lineup with the Mets right now. His career might be over. He's 39. You know, there's a couple of other guys that you think, oh, what about Mike Trout? Mike Trout's over 30. He's got 1,400 hits. Right, like we may not see that again. Like maybe a guy like Fernando Tatis, if he winds up staying healthy, I mean, that's like 20 years away. But I agree with you on 300 wins. I mean, that may be something we just never see again. You know, because outside of like, look, Verlander's got like 227, but he's 39. He's not going to be Tom Brady.
He's not going to get there. Yeah,
No, he's not getting there.
He's not getting to 300.
And Scherzer and Kershaw need like six more years of 18 wins each. And then it's, I mean, nobody. Nobody's pitching long enough. We're never going back to guys starting and you know, a four-man rotation or guys pitching into the eighth inning. It's never happening again. That's something that's never going to come back to baseball. That's gone. The era of specialization for pitchers and bullpen. I mean, like, we may not see those things. I want to hope that we can get to, and I would think that if there's one we could see over the other, 3,000 hits is clearly more attainable, but I don't know, man. I mean, the next guy for 3,000 hits may have not even started his Major League Baseball career yet. You and I are going to be retired by the next time a guy gets a 3,000 hits.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those moments, and only 33 when Miggy does it, he'll only be the 33rd, and only seven guys have the 500 home runs and 3,000 hits, which is incredible. milestone for Miguel Cabrera. We remember the kid coming up with the Marlins. You remember helping them win a World Series in 2003, and here we are. But I think fans sometimes get caught up in the moment, though. The goal is still about winning. I mean, you just can't throw caution to the wind and pitch to their best hitter in that situation and say, oh, we don't care. Yeah, let's see. Let's see if Miggy can get his 3,000. Wouldn't that be great for us to give up his 3,000 hits? I don't think that other teams look at it that way.
No, they didn't. And look, you are walking Miguel Cabrera to get to Austin Meadows, who, oh, by the way, is a pretty good player. I mean, this is a guy that's pretty good. Last year, he was 27 and 106. The guy can hit. So you know that it was a strategy of, all right, this is the right baseball strategy. We're going to walk Cabrera because we got to get to, you know, and look, Meadows is a great hitter, and he was a big pickup for them in the offseason, but we're kind of going frying pan to fire. But that's how it works in baseball. I don't know if it would be that big a deal if it wasn't the Yankees, right? Like, because it's the Yankees and everybody is generated to hate the Yankees already. Anytime the Yankees do something, it's, oh, I can't stand the Yankees. Like, anytime you see a political headline, people are just ready to go crazy about it, right? Like, if a Republican says something, people are ready to go crazy. If a Democrat says something, half the people are ready to go crazy. When the Yankees, I read the Yankees. It's all the Yankees' fault. I can't stand the Yankees. Everybody wants to jump up and down them because it's the Yankees. If it was the Rockies, who is, you know, are coming into town this weekend, yeah, fans would be upset, but it wouldn't be a thing. But it's the Yankees,
no, I
so
agree
it's blown
with that.
Way out of proportion.
No doubt. And Aaron Boone said, I knew it wouldn't be popular. And Tiger fans, I give him credit. I mean, if you want to say, chant Yankees suck as the game is over and all that, I get that. I think that that's great theater. That's what fans, you know, the word fan is derived from the word fanatic. So that's the way fans should act. But anybody who really believes that Aaron Boone did a disservice to the game of baseball or like this was like how dare them cheat the fans, I think then you're misguided as to what's going on here. And that's the difference between organizations that try to win and organizations that try to placate fans or do stuff for show. I mean, I don't know one manager who would have thought that was good to pitch to Miguel Cabrera in that spot. I think it was common sense.
877-99 on Fox is the number. So for Cabrera now, you talked about everything he's done. Is he the best power hitter you've ever seen?
He's one of the best right-handed hitters I've ever seen. And I, as you know, worked in Detroit for 20 years and saw most of his career there. And he's tremendous. And the thing is, not just the power, but look at his batting average, a career 300 hitter, shortened his swing, goes the other way for singles, not just trying to clear the yard. I mean, he hits for doubles. I mean, he's been a tremendous player. Obviously been injured the last few years and not close to where he was in his heyday. And you talked about those years when the Tigers were perennial playoff-bound team and have a chance. I mean, they should have won a World Series. They once had a team with three Cy Young Award winners who had won all the three previous Cy Youngs in Justin Verlander, David Price, and Max Scherzer. Can you imagine that? All three of them had won the previous three Cy Youngs, and they were all on the same staff. And guess what happened? They got swept by the Baltimore Orioles in the playoffs in three games.
Well, go back even further. Didn't you cover Al Kaline's 3,000th hit for the Tigers?
No, I did not cover that. I was not at that one. Because there's only two Tigers who have 3,000 hits, Ty Cobb and Al Kaline. So this is a big deal. I understand it. I know people are happy that it's going to be in Detroit and he's not going on a road trip. He just needs a hit. And it's all over, but it is a milestone, and I get why fans are excited about it. But to boo the Yankees and be mad at Aaron Boone, I think is misguided.
877-99 on Fox, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Yeah, the controversy is so weird with this. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement is a huge step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. and you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you'll have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Hey, got your thoughts on Miguel Cabrera coming up, but also we dive back into the night that was in the NBA playoffs. Can we stick a fork in the Nets? Oh, Rob Parker says maybe not. I say yes, maybe not. That's next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nets are just, and they've been a mess. The Nets have never figured it out. And I feel like I keep falling for the banana in the tailpipe of, the Nets. And then something always happens. And the Nets can't get going. And it's, look, Kyrie, whether it's more focus needed on basketball, whether it's better. Here's a look, because you can't just count on the two guys every single night, right? You need a little bit more.
No, you won 17 in the second half. Do you expect to ever see that again in a basketball game? Come on.
I didn't expect to see it after the first game. After the first game, I said Kevin Durant's not going to have another game like that. I said the first game, I said KD's not going to have another game like that. The Nets can backdoor sweep this series. And what happened? Kevin Durant had another game like that.
I mean, it was a 9 for 24, but he didn't.
4 out of 17 was just as bad. You know, he can continue to have these games. Something just happens with the Nets, Rob. Now that, you know, Steve Nash's coaching has been in question when we've seen KD and Kyrie say, the Nets just a mess. Are they ever going to really put it together enough to be a big threat? They can do it and win a series here and there. Boy, look at the Nets. Basketball, and, you know, after game one, it was Kyrie and his middle finger, and something else comes up, and Kyrie has a bad game as well in game two. It just happens. I can't trust the Nets. It's too unreliable. It's like betting on it.
I disagree. I think you have two guys who have proven that they are big-time players in big moments. Greatest shots to close a remarkable 3-1 comeback in the NBA Finals, which had never been done. To back MVPs on Steph Curry's team, as people want to say, but he was the best player on the court. There was no doubt about it. And the Nets, I'll give you this. All the injuries and all the other things that have really derailed them. Kevin Durant can't stay healthy. We saw with Kyrie. Harden got hurt last year. Last year, Kevin Durant almost beat the Milwaukee Bucks by himself. If his foot wasn't on the line, the Bucks wouldn't even got out of that series against the Nets, and Kyrie was hurt and a hobbled Harden. So to act as if that didn't happen a year ago, and I'll give you, he's having a bad series so far, but to say you can't trust those guys, I don't believe that. I think they're two of the most skilled offensive players we've ever seen. I do believe that they can come back and win this series if they win game three. Obviously, they can't get down 3-0 because your margin of error will become too small. But I do believe it's doable. And until they lose in Brooklyn, I'll be ready to. I'm not going to be ready to write them off because I've seen people prematurely. I remember last year in the finals, everybody was crowning Chris Paul. Do you remember that dialogue and that narrative when they were up 2-0? Oh, Chris Paul is the third best point guard in the history of the NBA. And then that went out. And Devin Booker's the next Kobe Bryant. Remember that when they were up 2-0 and everybody thought the Suns were going to win? And yet you trust, you know, people trust the Suns even though they choked down an NBA Finals a year ago. So I just think there's a dialogue about Kyrie and about KD that's unjust. When these guys have won championships in the past and have made big plays and had big moments, and is this the best start of a playoff series? Absolutely not. Is it a tough road for the Nets? Absolutely, because they're the 8th seed or 7th seed playing a very good Boston team that won 2 games at home. That's what Boston did. So I'm not in that camp yet.
Rob, Kevin Durant is not a leader. Okay, as great as he is, he's not a leader. And you're seeing how much he has struggled when he's been the face of the franchise now with the Nets, right? So he struggles there. Still on the court, Kevin Durant is terrific. Now, he's had 2 really bad games, and you wonder, is he hitting the wall for this season? He's 33. You know, the injury comeback now has been a year and a half. Kyrie Irving is a guy that skipped a game once because he wanted to be on a Zoom for somebody running for mayor for New York City, right? He missed half the games this year because of the vaccination issue. And no matter what happened, it couldn't be resolved until the Mets and the Yankees seasons were at stake because we have to change it so everybody can play. And then Kyrie comes to play. I don't know what motivates Kyrie Irving every single day. right? His whole thing with the middle fingers, right? And everybody wanted to go crazy about that. Look at Kyrie Irving and all, what a bad guy Kyrie is, and what's he doing? And this is, it didn't affect him on the court at all. He had a phenomenal game one, right? That's just a day for him. That's what we think about is something huge for Kyrie Irving is how he's feeling in that moment and how he feels for how I'm going to act right now. Right? He wasn't doing it in game two. He wasn't sprinkling sage on the court. He was back and he had a bad game. He's so unpredictable with what motivates him. Trying to figure him out is a lost cause. But that's the thing. Trying to figure out what motivates a guy, I can't bank on that guy in the playoffs. I can't bank on him for he's going to show up every night and be motivated.
I mean, say that Kevin Durant, everybody leads differently. Kevin Durant is a guy who leads by example. And the Warriors wouldn't have those two championships without Kevin Durant.
No, Kevin Durant
I think
came
that
in.
To act like or to discount Kevin KD as if, he's not a leader because he hasn't led the Nets. I mean, you're totally disregarding what's happened with the Nets and injuries. Nobody can lead a mass unit where Kyrie, KD, and Harden played like a total of 17 games because of injury. So you make it like he can't lead. He can't lead a mass unit. Yes. They never, so far since they've been in Brooklyn, they've never been whole. And then they go out and get Ben Simmons, and he has a back issue and hasn't been able to play. So I think it's unfair to paint him as he can't lead when he's never had a whole team. He's never been complete. It's easier to win when you have all the pieces. It's tough when pieces are in and out. And I think that's where the Nets are when you look at what's happened there. It's not about leadership. It's about manpower. It's about having the right pieces in place. That's why this whole Nets thing has been derailed. His first year in Brooklyn, he was still coming off his injury, didn't even play. Kyrie got hurt, and that team still somehow made the playoffs that year. And all I'm going to say, I'm not making excuses. These are facts. The facts remain is that they have never been whole, and I think it's unfair to say Kevin Durant can't lead. Can't lead what? You mean to tell me he had a great roster put together and they failed? Show me that situation and then maybe I'll buy into it. But the Nets have been bits and pieces and have never been whole the whole time he's been in Brooklyn.
Yeah, him, Matthew Stafford, not leaders. Oh, sorry. Look, he didn't have to do any leading in Golden State. And he left after 3 years. Because he couldn't take it anymore. And now here's Golden State are getting back, and they're a better team than they were, and they're better than the Nets. He shows
they're
up.
They're not better than when they had Kevin Durant.
We got
Durant.
The big three. No, but
crazy.
But they're better than the Nets.
They're not better than when they had Kevin Durant.
But they're better than – are they better than the Nets? Are they better than the Nets right now? Yes,
no,
they are.
No, I mean if
– The Warriors
if the
aren't
Nets,
better than the Nets. Are
the
you
Nets
kidding?
If the Nets are completely healthy?
Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
Okay,
if the Nets are completely healthy, no.
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant shows up in New Jersey, in Brooklyn, and what happens? They can't keep the big three together. Why? Because he couldn't get along with James Harden. Right?
No,
what happened?
I'm talking about the injury aspect.
Listen, okay, I know you're talking about injury, but they couldn't get along with James Harden.
Can you acknowledge that they had injuries?
Kyrie Irving missed games not for injury, but because he didn't want to get vaccinated. That's not it. We're talking about this season and where he's at. We're talking about right now.
If James Harden was healthy and Kyrie, you're telling me they wouldn't have gone to the finals last year? Do you really believe that?
You can't just say Kevin Durant.
I'm asking you. Wait,
you can't just tell me, if Kevin Durant puts his foot back on the line, they wind up winning, but now it's not his fault because of injuries.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, can you at least be honest that they did you watch the first two games of the series against the Bucks last year?
They played great.
They were up 2-0, just like Boston's up 2-0 on them. They blew the Bucks out of the water and won by 35 points in game two in Brooklyn. And they didn't win the series because they had injuries. Kyrie got hurt in game three. Harden got hurt in the first 50 seconds of game one. These are facts.
You're talking about last year, and we're talking about the series now against the Celtics and not being able to trust the Nets. That's where that happened last year. Yeah, if another guy doesn't get injured, yeah, maybe they win. But as you just said, if KD steps back, another 6 inches, they win that series. So how much do they really need the guys to win the series if KD takes one step back and they win the series? So it can't be that big a deal. And when it comes to this year, they had the big three and they couldn't stay together. Right, they couldn't stay there because Harden and KD couldn't get along. We saw all the talk after. KD didn't like Harden, didn't come in shape. They never meshed. So now the big move they make doesn't work. Right now they bring in Ben Simmons, and now Ben Simmons is a guy that hasn't played. And so now it's KD and Kyrie have to make it work. And Kyrie doesn't want to play because of the vax mandate. So now it's up to Kevin Durant. And now here they are. It's always something. It's not like there's any time where I could say, boy, it was smooth. It gets smooth for two games at a time where, boy, the Nets win two games by 35 and you go, man, the Nets are great. Oh, they're going to be great. And then they lose three in a row and something happens and Kyrie sits out or KD is out. It's always something. It's not like there was any smooth sailing. It's never worked for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving here with the Nets. I bought in after game one. I thought it's not going to happen. Now you got to see. You see the Nets for who they are. And they just, for all different reasons, have not put it together. And KD's the one constant through all of it.
Couldn't disagree with you more, but hey, it is what it is. I just think it's an unfair representation of KD and the ability that he has and the type of player he's been in his entire career. And I think that you'll eat these words eventually. It might not be this season, but when they finally become whole, they will win a championship in Brooklyn, and you'll be wrong about this. And we'll hold this tape and we'll play this on your show, the Jason Smith Show, sure. And all your listeners will say, man, Jason was so wrong on the Dan Patrick Show on Friday.
When is this magical, mystical day of the Nets winning the title going to happen? Tell me when that's going to happen. I want to write that down.
This season or next season.
I want to write
this season or next season.
And how do I get no reaction on the Matt Stafford from you? How do I get no reaction on that?
It doesn't matter. I mean, he threw a pick to the 49ers that they dropped. He was right on cue, and it could have been something totally different. And he got, I don't know, magic juice worked or whatever, the talcum powder or whatever he spread on himself before the game. And somehow a guy gets thrown an game-changing interception, and he dropped it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob Parker at Rob Parker FS1. This, you know, I think you could do this. You could sell takes for a living to people about, okay, I want to say something really bad about a dynasty or a team that wins. I got it for you. I got it. You did it for the Warriors earlier in the show. You got Brady. You got Stafford, too. You could make so much money at that. So much cash.
Hey, whatever works, I'm always going to call it the way I see it. And
Rob Parker.
There you go. All day. Ring the register.
Oh, 877-99 on Fox. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. Happy Friday. Groundbreaking runs in the family. Safety runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Well, it really takes something for a junior college baseball game to gain the headlines that it has the last couple of days. But this video of the pitcher who tackled the guy who hit a home run as he was rounding third base is a story that just won't quit. The pitcher who tackled the hitter, Owen Woodward, was the team following a 4-game suspension he got for starting a brawl. He gave up a home run in the sixth inning of a game. And as the hitter was rounding third, he throws his glove down, runs out, and gives him a big flying tackle, starts a big brawl. A lot of players got kicked out. There are a lot of suspensions for this game. And, you know, Rob, Jason Stark always has a great thing. He says, longtime baseball writer, and he says, you know, baseball's been played for 150 years, and there's still so many times every year you say, boy, I've never seen that before. And this is one of those moments where I've seen brawls, I've seen guys getting upset and starting fights, different reasons. I've never seen a pitcher run and tackle a guy as he's rounding third base, heading home after hitting a home run.
Yeah, the most ridiculous video. I was glad he was thrown off the team. He should never be able to play organized baseball again on any team. That is totally uncalled for. I mean, Jason, you just said it. You never saw anything like that. To do that, get the guy out rather than being mad and to tackle a guy like that. And the umpires did the right thing. The game was called. And I was glad to hear that the JUCO kicked him off the team, because you can't have behavior like that. That is just not even close to being part of baseball, to open field tackle the guy as he rounds third after hitting a game-winning home run. Terrible. Just a terrible example. And that guy deserves to be dragged through the mud by everybody, because there's no place for that.
He should play football, because that was a pretty good tackle.
He really got him. He shouldn't play baseball again, I'll tell you that.
No. You can't. There's certain things, like, you can't do that. You can't just run. And I can't believe nobody warned the guy. Like, and there was no, hey.
Well,
like,
I saw the umpire. One of the umpires did kind of see him heading towards third, and he threw his glove down, if you watch the video. So it wasn't like there was no play to back up on third for a relay throw or something. So where's the pitcher going? And if you watch the video, the way he throws his glove down, it was just, I guess he snapped. I haven't heard from have we heard from the kid?
No, everything we've gotten so far has been all privacy laws, and we can't say. But that to me tells me, all right, something even worse happened that resulted in this. Because is this kid really wound that tight that he just decides, as he's rounding third base, I'm throwing my glove down to go tackle the guy? Like, was it a slow burn? It looked like he gave up the home run, he's walking back, and then a snap decision, he throws the glove down and runs. And the reason the batter got suspended is because supposedly he was taunting. I'm like, I didn't see taunting. So something had to have been said.
What taunting? I mean, he had a game-winning home run. He's running around, unless he said something or whatever. I didn't see it. I saw the guy just jogging around the bases, and I don't think he deserved that. I don't think anybody.
Oh no, nobody deserves it. But there's, right. There's a part of this story that we're not being told, right? Like I can always tell in stories where, ooh, we're kind of getting, you know, 75% of the story, because to see the secrecy behind what was said, what the motivations were, why the pitcher tackled the guy, and the batter getting a suspension because of taunting. When I didn't see any taunting, you know, he hit a home run, he's rounding the bases, and suddenly the guy goes and tackles him. There's something we're not being told about this. It doesn't mean that you can act that way. And yes, I agree, the guy shouldn't be allowed to play, but you can't have that. He could have really injured the guy. I mean, it's a flying tackle to an indefensible
right.
player.
He's not expecting that on a football field. You might be expecting to get hit to for something of that ilk. I mean, the only thing worse would have been if he grabbed the bat and hit him over the head.
Oh,
I mean,
don't give anybody ideas, Rob. What are you doing?
I mean, we've seen that in the major leagues. I mean,
yeah, that was a long, long time ago. But yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's nothing worse than what we saw. That was just. For people to see that and try to figure out what was that about. The kid obviously has some other issues that are going on, because many guys have hit two-run home runs or home runs to win the game, Jason, and we've never seen that.
Well, it wasn't even a winning home run. It was a home run in the sixth inning. You know, it was like, okay, they took the lead late. It wasn't the game ended and it was walk off. So it was a home run where they took the lead in the game. You know, so it wasn't like a game-winning walk-off and guys are running out and they're screaming at the pitcher and you suck and all of this stuff. It was okay. Yeah, guy had a home run in the top of the sixth inning. There's still, you know, game to be played. You know, if it was a more dramatic situation, I can see where things get heightened. But this is okay. Guy hit a home run and he's rounding the bases. It's stunning to see. Everybody I know asked me about this. Right, but more people ask me about this video than about the NBA playoffs. When they go, hey, did you see that video? Did you see that video? See the video? Basically, like, yeah. What do you think? I'm like, what do you think? The guy shouldn't have done it. What do you want me to say?
And the next thing you know is there will be some Yahoo football coach who will recruit this kid, and he'll be on the football. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, chicken wings. That'll be the next story about this kid.
Oh, is that the next bet? You want to bet chicken wings on that? I'll bet chicken wings on that with you.
Okay, he'll wind up on some football team.
All right. By when? Because I want to be able to collect these chicken wings.
By next football season. How's that?
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, do you want to bet Jordans on it? You bet Jordans now, too, don't
no,
you?
We're betting wings.
Oh, we're betting wings. Okay.
I'm Twitter learning my lesson on the Jordan bet. Right.
Jason Smith, Rob Parker coming up next. Speaking of Jordan, we got a big story out of the NBA. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.